Literature, pages 142 and 144, exercises 4 and 5.
How the Camel Got His Hump. This tale tells how the camel got his big hump. In the beginning of years, when the world was new and the animals were just starting to work for man, there was a camel who lived in the desert. He stayed there because he didn't want to work. He just sat eating sticks and thorns and tamarisks and milkweed and prickles. He was extremely lazy, and when anybody spoke to him, he said, "Humph!" Just "humph!" and no more. Presently, the horse came to him on Monday morning with a saddle on his back and a bit in his mouth and said, "Camel! Oh, camel! Come out and trot like the rest of us." "Humph!" said the camel, and the horse went away and told the man. Presently, the dog came to him with a stick in his mouth and said, "Camel! Oh, camel! Come and fetch and carry like the rest of us." "Humph!" said the camel, and the dog went away and told the man. Presently, the ox came to him with the yoke on his neck and said, "Camel! Oh, camel! Come and plough like the rest of us." "Humph!" said the camel, and the ox went away and told the man. At the end of the day, the man called the horse and the dog and the ox together and said, "I'm very sorry for you, but that camel in the desert can't work, or he would have been here by now. So, I am going to leave him alone, and you must work double time to make up for it." That made the three animals very angry, and they held a powwow on the edge of the desert, and the lazy camel came chewing on milkweed and laughed at them. Then he said, "Humph!" and went away again. Presently, there came along the djinn in charge of all the deserts. Rolling in a cloud of dust, djinns always travel that way, and he stopped to have a powwow with the three. "Djinn of all the deserts," said the horse, "is it right for anyone to be lazy with the world so new and all?"
"Certainly not," said the djinn.
"Well," said the horse, "there's a thing in the middle of your desert with a long neck and long legs, and he hasn't done a stroke of work since Monday morning. He won't trot."
"Phew!"
said the djinn, whistling.
"That's my camel for all the gold in Arabia. What does he say about it?"
"He says, 'Humph!'" said the dog. "And he won't fetch and carry."
"Does he say anything else?"
"Only humph, and he won't plough," said the ox.
"Very good," said the djinn. "I'll speak to him if you will kindly wait a minute."
The djinn rolled himself up in his dust cloak and flew across the desert and found the lazy camel looking at his own reflection in a pool of water.
"My dear friend," said the djinn, "what's this I hear of your doing no work, with the world so new and all?"
"Humph,"
said the camel. The djinn sat down, with his chin in his hand, and began to think, while the camel looked at his own reflection in the pool of water.
"You've given the three extra work ever since Monday morning, all because of your laziness," said the djinn.
And he went on thinking, with his chin in his hand.
"Humph,"
said the camel.
"I shouldn't say that again if I were you," said the djinn. "You might say it once too often." The camel said,
"Humph,"
again. But no sooner had he said it than he saw his back puffing up and puffing up into a great big humph.
"Do you see that?" said the djinn. "That's your very own humph that you've brought upon yourself by not working. Today is Thursday, and you've done no work since Monday when the work began. Now you are going to work."
"How can I?" said the camel, "with this humph on my back."
"That's made on purpose," said the djinn, "all because you missed those 3 days. You will be able to work now for 3 days without eating, because you can live on your humph. So don't you ever say I never did anything for you. Come out of the desert and go to the three and behave. Move yourself."
And the camel moved himself, humph and all, and went away to join the three. And from that day to this, the camel always wears a humph. We call it hump now, not to hurt his feelings. But he has never yet caught up with the 3 days that he missed at the beginning of the world. And he has never yet learned how to behave.